hear the crying and screaming. Stormy weather's on the horizon, and the thought of more future hardship nearing. Forming tears in the eyes of the helpless victims in these global predicaments. Catastrophes, I'm sick of it. There has to be some sort of escape yet to be devised that can be used as a diversion from the dozens of adolescents that were stripped of their innocence and damned doomed to live in poverty and famine. It's no wonder so many cling to faith and wait for the prophecy of the apocalypse. And not to flip, my flow eclipses partially that tender part of me that's meant to deal with such and thus. In doing so, I'm sheltered. I can remain at a distance from the tyranny, combating lyrically the cataclysms and other ill circumstances occluded by my music. It's muted, lessening the stress and the degree of it affecting me. My poetry's protecting me, deflecting the bold, so I won't have to bear it. Mental hysterectomy. My peace of mind is the shelter of my rhyme. To be dividing me from the batteries and the robberies, rhyming in order not to cross the border from buoyant to an ill disposition, cause my rhyme gives me a break from the drama like intermission, cause I enter that dimension dominated by the diction of Jason, deleting friction cause my flow's the lubrication used to smooth out the rupture, tough city shit and the hectic flexor to exit from the hot shit like watching stupid metrics at late night. So I take mics and get lost in my delivery, fight misery with metaphors to cope and find my harmony. I bend Osama moves by sending melancholy steps. And my weapons, the word stored in my mental, which is my armory. And so I proceed in such a manner to maintain, find my peace of mind by releasing rhymes, retaliating against all the tense situations that are facing Jason. When I flow, I am escaping. My peace of mind is the shelter of the rhyme. Timbo, but my soul's in limbo. Keep the world through tinted windows and my vehicle is lyrics. It's not to be in no spirited person. It's for preserving my sanity. So when fed up, the flow becomes the canopy that fences me and conceals from the feel of unpleasantries and the walls of the earth. So I use the flow of my verse to distract me and to lessen the bite of this harsh reality. Cause when faced with sinking or swimming, my partiality is with the latter. So I keep flowing, I keep on going, keep on keeping on. At times I use my rhyme as my therapy and it settles me when everything's nervous and out of hand. My rhyme serves as the anesthetic, numbing me to the felonies, never succumbing to stress or other things that are foul on this planet. I take them and then I place them in perspective, and when they're closing in, then the flow becomes my directive, taking me away like cowgirl.